The reason why you're so frustrated and angry and bitter is because you're functioning on an old software internally. And life is demanding an upgrade. And you keep pushing off the alarm, saying, remind me tomorrow. It's time for the next version of yourself. Snap out of it. You're gonna have to sacrifice who you used to be. If all you want is success, you will not have it. And so if all you want is the success, if all you want is a trophy, but you don't want a story, a process, if you don't want to be made into something, then you've already missed it. You've already failed. You've already tanked. And so once you get this, everything changes. What have been the biggest obstacles in your life? What has stopped you? What has hindered you? What has provoked you to get lazy? Sacrifice is what's going to get you in the door. Sacrifice is what's going to have you seated at the table. College is not high school, and the real world is not college. And so you can't keep showing up the old version of yourself. And so you've got to learn how to sacrifice your time. You got to sacrifice. When you want to sleep, you have to wake up. When you want to watch that movie, you got to read that book. If you want the future, you got to sacrifice your time. Time, where we spend our time is what we value most. Get out of this 30-day mentality and commit for the rest of your life. I need you to get out of your comfort zone. You can't be successful with the companion of comfort. Comfort and success cannot walk together. Boss up and admit that you are afraid. You are afraid to fulfill destiny. You are afraid to manifest. You are afraid to evolve. You are afraid to give it everything you have because you are afraid that people will reject you. You are afraid to change. You are afraid to move. Boss up and admit that you are afraid. When life pushed you down, when everybody said you are not enough, when you told yourself, I quit because I can't finish, and you got back up the next day and kept going. Sacrifice is going to have to become your companion and no longer your enemy. Too many of you think sacrifice is your enemy. Sacrifice is a curse word. Sacrifice is bad. I don't want to sacrifice. Well, guess what? You cannot have success without process, without sacrifice. You cannot have it. And I'm just believing that today is the day that you break through. I need you to tell yourself, I am not afraid. I am not afraid of pursuing my objectives. I am not afraid of focusing. I am not afraid of sacrificing. I am not afraid of giving it everything I have. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what I look like. I'll look crazy if I have to fulfill my destiny. If all you see is success, then you've missed the entire moment. Because it is the journey. It is the grit. It is the grind. It's the prayers that you pray. It's the tears that you've cried. It's the rejection that you've had to take on your back. And so we all know these things that we've got to sacrifice oftentimes. Sometimes it's sleep. Sometimes it's your relationship. Sometimes it's those urges that we might get, and we got to sacrifice those urges. We got to sacrifice.
The future is very expensive. I don't know what it is that you want to do, but everybody's got something they want to do. Everybody's got something they want to become. Everybody's got somewhere they believe they've been destined to go. And oftentimes we don't hit these targets because we're not considering the cost.
The fear that we need to let go of, is it unnecessary stress? Come on, is it those unidentified triggers? What is it? What hobbies do I need to let go of? What people do I need to let go of? What opinions of people do I need to let go of? What's wasting my time? And so when sacrifice becomes your companion, it is only then that we can begin to step into the process of what is required to climb mountains. Everybody wants to get to the top of the mountain, but nobody wants to climb. Sacrifice is going to build me. Sacrifice is going to prepare me. I'm going to be equipped. I'm going to be conditioned. You got to get used to sacrificing your time. If you're going to achieve it, if you're going to become it, if you're going to go somewhere, then you're going to learn how to have to sacrifice your time. You can't have the future and you don't know how to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. You can't have the future. You will not be able to manifest if you're sleeping when the world sleeps. So you got to learn how to get up when everybody's sleeping. You only have 24 hours in a day. You got to learn to manage the time that is given to you. You got to surrender comfort. I need you to get out of your comfort zone. If you're going to be successful, if you're going to achieve it, if you're going to become it, you've got to break out of your comfort zone. Some of you, you have financial goals, you have relational goals, you have health goals, but you're comfortable. You're comfortable in the current toxic relationship you're in. You're comfortable being overweight. But I'm just wondering if there's anybody that's listening to me that's just flat out tired of being comfortable. Destiny is haunting us, breathing down our necks, acting us. When are we going to step forward? When are we going to march into this thing? You got to sacrifice the old you. I know you keep celebrating small wins and what you accomplished 5 years ago, 2 years ago, what you did in high school. I need you to find a mirror. I need you to say goodbye to the old version of yourself. In the next 3 to 6 months, you're going to make you proud. Michael Jordan has a $2 billion net worth. That's beautiful. But what was the cost for all of that? How did he win games? How did he win championships? How hard did he practice? How crazy was his faith? How many vacations did Michael Jordan have to turn down? How many parties did he have to walk out of? How many people had to be amputated out of his life? Everybody wants to celebrate the $2 billion evaluation of his enterprise. But it came at a cost. It came with some sleepless nights. It came with some long practices. It comes with a lot of awareness of what is not serving the vision. Had a temperature of over 100 degrees and won the game over the Jazz in 95, a champion. But he sacrificed comfort. He sacrificed convenience. He had to sacrifice and reject the voices in his head that said, you're crazy, you're sick, you need to rest, you need to sit down. For many of us, fear is disguised as rational and practical. And fear is disguised as a planning agent. I'm just planning out the process, and I'm just gonna wait. I'm just kind of walking myself through everything and processing everything. And so fear cloaks, fear disguises itself as process. And I'm talking to you. I need you to find a mirror, and I need you to bind up the spirit of fear. And I need you to tell yourself, I am not afraid. I am not afraid.
If I'm going to seek success, I've got to define what sacrifices are required in order to step into it. I cannot have it. I will not see it until I've counted up the cost. You'll find yourself connected to 100 people that think they know what you should be doing to get where you're supposed to be. When did you get to the point where you snapped so easily? When you let go so easily? When you gave up so easily? I know what it's like to feel like, if I keep going, I'm going to waste my time. We all get to this point in our life where we ask ourselves the question, what have I held on to that should have been amputated?
You can't have the future if you can't surrender something that's no longer serving you. You cannot manifest. You cannot become the next version of yourself unless you sacrifice. There are some things that you love too much. There's some people that you've kept in your life. They are toxic. They add no value. They are no longer serving your vision. It's time for the next version of yourself. Snap out of it. This version of you is not going to carry you in this next season. You're going to have to sacrifice who you used to be.